Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we were discussing the union of Mechus Yisman, the Hakrav Ulehekdesh. We saw the Rambam in the first parak of Mechus Paradum Alacha Aleph that you're not allowed to buy an egla and Megadol it until it becomes a para, because it says V'yikoylecha para in the Sugas HaRaiv. It says, what's the problem? What's the problem? The problem isn't buying it. The problem is being makdishit when it's an egla. Ein makdishin mechus yuzman. So what does the Rambam mean? Torah says v'yikro elecha para aduma. And if you buy it when it's an egla, so it's not what the pasuk is talking about. So the Ravid seems to be right. What the pasuk is talking about is not being makdish it when it's a para, when it's an egla. You have to wait until it gets older and it's a para. So in the previous shiur, we gave one mahalach that the Rambam holds that it's not a problem being makdish it when it's an egla. Because a paraduma only has a din of paraduma when you shecht it. But if you just makdish it as a para, even though it's an egla, it's not a problem. It's a special pasuk. You're not allowed to buy it, v'yikhu. You're not allowed to buy it out paraduma when it's an egla. But being makdish it mechusar zman is not a problem. Why is being makdish it mechusar zman not a problem? Because it's not called a para. Because like the Rabbeinu Chaim Alevi says, that until you're makrivit, doesn't have a din para. Doesn't have a shem chatos. And therefore, nishchata l'shem chulin tipada v'einem mechaperis. Mishim shalocho bak shem karban klal adayin. If you it still has a shame berak habayis, it doesn't have a din carbon, unless you till you shechted l'shem para. So being makdish it out to egla is not a problem. And the rabbi holds it is, because it already chol b'din hekdesh para. That's why you need a special mute for shchut echut for paras chatas. Because even though you were makdishit as a para, you're going to say, no, it doesn't have a din. The Ram would say it doesn't have a din yet of para until you shecht it. But the fact that you need a miut, miyuchad legabe paras chatas, sheim brechiv shchut eichutz, ovad kotche bedek habayis, that means that it already has a din para already with the hakdasha. Even though b'yisod it's kachay b'edek habayis, but still already when you're makdishit, it already has a little bit of a din para. And memela you need a chiddush to tell you and miyu to tell you that if you're makrivit b'chutz, it's not going to be an isser of shchut echutz. So the Ravid holds, you see, already the Hakadosh had already attained somewhat of a din para, and that's what the Ravid holds is usser, that you're now allowed to be makdishit mechus yuzman. The Rambam holds it when you're makdishit, that doesn't mean anything yet. It's only until you do the avodas. It only has taras chatas when you do the avodas. Kopanim, that's how we explain the Rambam, the Ravid, in the previous shir. And now we're going to go further. Again, this is based on the Torah of Hagon Rebero Povarsky, Shlita. So the Mishnah Lamelech in the third parak of Uchas Asuri Mizbeach asks, on that it says in Me'ila Dafir Aleph, Hamafrish Mos Lenezirusso, Lo Nehenin V'lo Moalin, Mipnei Shehem Ru'in Lahavi Kulan Shlamim. That if somebody sets aside money for Karbanas Nazirus, he's not allowed to be Nana, but if he does, it's no Mi'ila. Why? Because the Karbanas Nazirus have various Karbanas, including Shlamim, and all this money could be used for Shlamim, and they don't have, there's no Mi'ila yet on Shlamim till after Zerikas Hadam. So therefore, since they're Kulim Ru'in Lahavi Shlamim, there's no Mi'ila. Frakti Gemara. So, V'lisni Nami, why don't we also learn that if one is Mafrish Mos Lekinim, Lo Nehenim, V'lo Moalim, V'pnei Shehem Ru'uyim Lahavi Torin, Shlo Higi Azmanan? Why don't we say that if you set aside money for Kenim, somebody who's obligated to bring a pair of birds as a carbon, a Metzaira, Yoledes, for example, and he designated money for those nests, i.e. the bird offerings, but he didn't specify which money was for the burnt offering and which was for the Chatos, which was Ola, which was Chatos, Lo Nenim v'lo Moalim. Why? Because all the money is fit for purchase of Tyrin of doves, whose time of fitness for sacrifice, Shelo Higi Azmanim, it's not their time yet. Because they're only fit for sacrifice when they're older. Or he could purchase B'nai Yonah, pigeons, whose time of fitness is past, because they're fit only when they're young. So since these aren't fit to be sacrificed, one isn't liable for misusing the money, because he could have used the money for those two things. For Tarim Shalaiki Azmanim, B'nai Yonah Shalaiki Azmanim. So that's the Gemara. Frek the Mishnah Lamelech, V'kosheh. The Yesh L'chalek D'hocha Isura Ika L'hakdish Torin Shelo Higi Azmanam Mishum Chosru Zman. How can you compare the two? The Mishnah says Hamos Mafrish Mosin Rusul L'Nayim L'Lam Moalim. Why? Because they're Ruin Lavi Kulam Shlamim. That's Mutter. But it's not Mutter to be Makdish Torin Shelo Higi Azmanam. So ma pitom, that he can use this money to buy Torim Shelo Higi Azmanim, which aren't going to be holy, he's not allowed to do that. There's an isser to be makdish Torim Shelo Higi Azmanim. Alts mechus v'zman. So that's not really an option. Might work, but it's usser. And that's the kasha of the Mishnah Lamelech and the Gemara. Also, Yesh Lahayr Al Das Rashi Vatoisvis, that we brought in the first shir, who hold that Ein Kedusha Chol of Klal, if you're Makdish Mechusur Zman, this is a Rashi in Meseches Bechoris on Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis, Tosfos there, that if you're Makdish Mechusur Zman, so the din is L'chol Alav Kedusha Klal. So how does that shtim with what we see in Me'ilah on page 12, that according to Reb Shimon, Torim Shelo Higi Azmanim Kedoshim Umo'alim Behem, they do have Kedusha if you're Makdish the Torim Shelo Higi Azmanim. So therefore, we have to go to a Gemara in Shabbos, a Rashi in Shabbos, Rashi writes in Shabbos, and Daf Kuf Lamed Vav Omer Aleph Divor Maschil Hava, that on Leil Shmini, the Hadba Leil Shmini Yatsimi De Sofik Nefel, Rashi writes that it says V'haya Shivas Yomim Tachas Imo. So it's mashma that the kiyum of the Vlad is mutal b'safik Shivas Yomim Halayla Chazi, but on the night of the 8th it's b'cheskas bari, and it's roi mitzad atzmo l'akrav al gabe ha'mizbeach. Shivas Yomim Tachas Imo, got to stay with his mommy because we don't know if the animal's going to make it. But at night of the 8th, it's already b'cheskas bari, and it's roi mitzad atzmo l'akrav al ha'mizbeach. Umiyu, says Rashi, miyom ha'shmini hu diya ratze, but you have to wait for that krav until the 8th day, as it says in the pasuk, miyom ha'shmini v'hali ratze kula karbon. Why? De'orta lav bas ha'kravahi, because the night is not roi La Kravas Karbanis, as it says, Biyom Savoso La Hakriv, and the rabbis learn from this pasuk that Karbanis only Kariv Biyom. Avo Michlal Nefil Nafki, but on the 8th day, at the night, and the night of the 8th, it's Yatsim Michlal Nefil, V'chazi La Kedushe, and it's Roy La Hakdisho La Mizbeach. Aval Michal Nefel Nafkile, but it's Yotze Belil Shmini from being a Nefel, and you can already be Makdishit, Kedamrina Bizvachim, like we say in Zvachim 12a, Laila Likdusha, at night you could be Makdishit Karban, and meaning the night of the 8th, and Yom Laharitza, and the day of the 8th, the Karban's Meratzeh. As we saw in a previous year, this Gemara. Vehilkach, and therefore, since we proved that a Vlad is Yatzim Chal Nefel B'Yom HaShvi'i L'Inyan Chulin, it's already Chazamirot L'Mishchat HaLameichal. Okay, not getting into the Sugya, we need the Yisod of Rashi. Oh! So, in the Gilyan HaShas, Rabbi Kiveger, he writes, "Ayn toitzes vachim yud beis amar aleph v'tzarechiyun adkan," and he wants to be tamei on Rashi that if the whole minyas hakravasim balayla, the whole reason that you can't be makriv at night is why, is because of biyom tzavoso, because it can only be done by day, because of every other psul of layla. So what do we need the pasuk of yom hashmini, telling you the day of the 8th, Harei b'vadai yevshal ha'akriv b'layla, of course you can't be makriv at night. So why do we need to come on to the pasuk uv'yoyim hashmini? Anyway, it's usher at night. And on that, Tosis writes that there's an additional din here, that it's mechusur's man la'krav ad yom hashmini. And the nafkamina is l'nedim alu lo yardu, that even if you're makrivit, it's still yored min hamizbeach. That even if you're makriv, im alu yardu. So why does Rashi say that it's mitzad biyom tzavoso? No. Leil shmini is mitzad biyom hashmini, and even if it has to be the 8th day, because even though it's Yatzim Mechlal Nefel, but the Yimalu Lo Yardu. So why does Rashi bring from Biyom Tzavosu? He should have brought from Biyom Hashmini. That you have an extra limit from there, like Tosis and Zvachim says. Because if it was just from Din and Day, then you wouldn't need the Pasuk of Biyom Hashmini. Of course you can't be Makrovit at night. Biyom Tzavosu. So what's Yom HaShmini? Yom HaShmini is telling you that there's an additional psul here, that imalu lo yardu. So it's Mukhrach in Rashi, and so writes the Stipler in the Kilas Yaakov, that that's exactly what Kavanas Rashi means. That the eighth day is Mechus, is Man Lakrava. But he explains why. Even though it's already gone out of Suffolk Nephil. Since at night you can't be Makrava Karban. So therefore, Hadar Dina, Shikvar Kavalo Torme Kariz Man Akravasu Miyom Hashmini. Umeyata Shuv Taras Mechus, is Man Lakrava Le. It's telling you that if you're makrevit the night of the eighth, then it's no good because of B'yom Tzavosa. In other words, Yom HaShmini tells you that it's Dafki Yom HaShmini, even though at night it was already Yatzah Mechlal Nefil. Rashi's telling you that even though at night it was Yatzah Mechlal Nefil, the reason it's no good is because it says B'Yom Tzavosa. It's still included in the B'Yom Tzavosa. It's not, it's like you did it It's there's a psul that it's at night and not by day, even though it's Yatzah Mechlal Nefil. Even though it's the eighth day, you would say, ah, oh, it's Yatzah Mechlal Nefil, it's the night of the eighth, it's Yatzah Mechlal Nefil, and it's Beseder Gamor. It says Beyom HaShmini, and says, no, it's Dafka Beyom HaShmini, and not at night. And Memela, there's a psul, al Beyom Tzavosa. So Hadar Dina Shikvar Kabbalo Tor Me'akar Zman Akravasu Miyom HaShmini, and therefore it says Adina Mechusur Zman. And Imalu Lo Imalu Yardu. And therefore, even if it went on to the Mizbeach, it still has to go down. Because it has a psul of Laila, not Yom. So the B'Yom HaShmini is telling you that it's still included in B'Yom Tzavosa, even though it's Yatzah Mechlal Nefil. So Rashi is essentially saying what Tosa said. So according to this, it would appear that there's a chilik between the din of Mechusur Zman B'Soich Zayin Yomim from the din of Mechusur Zman of the night of the eighth. That B'Soich Zayin Yisoy Dino V'Shem Mechusur Zman Shabo is because of a chisaron begufo mamish. It is a chisaron begufo in the 7 days. U'B'Shur Zman Zesha Dayin Lo Yotza Midei Sofik Nefil. And in this Shur Zman, that it's still a suffix nafil, it's still a suffix stillborn, it's still not viable. Hare mos hu lagavoa, it is disgusting to shamayim. Upisalto Torah lakrava, and the Torah passels this for akrava. Mishim shu mechusur zman begufo, vareyu kabal mum, because it's mechusur zman begufo, and it has the status of a bal mum. V'din mechus v'zman zeh paka minei b'leil shmini shekvar yatzu midei safek nefil. And this din mechus v'zman goes away on the night of the 8th because it's no longer a safek nefil. And that the Torah writes in Yom HaShmini is an additional din that the Torah was koveya, that there's a zman akrava on the 8th day and it's mukav akrava because the 8th day is the proper time. But it's not like din mechus v'zayin shuchisaron begufo mos kebal mum. So now we have a chilek here that there's a difference between the 7 days and the night of the eighth. That the 7 days is Mos Begufo, it's like a Bal Mum. And then the night of the eighth, it's still Pasal Akrava, but it's not Mos like the 7 days. So according to this, it would appear that that we have a chiddush from the pasuk. That Laila l'kedusha v'yom l'hartzah, you could be makdish it at night, but the actual bring the carbon by day, is that not by every mechusar zman l'hakrava is there a din she'asur l'hakdisha. And the isur hekdesh is only when it's a mechusar zman because of safik nefil. She'bezehu mos u'kabal mum. Avabalil Shmini, when there's no Rakhshash Nefel, and Pakamine Shem Achusuzman, it doesn't have this Shem Achusuzman, so even though it still has a Taurus Machusuzman Lahakrova, because he says Bioma Shmini, nevertheless, in this Din Machusuzman, there's no Isser to be Makdish. So the Isser Hakdasha is only the first 7 days, not the night of the eighth. The first 7 days of Balmum, and it's Mos, and therefore you can't be makdish, it's a suffik nefil. But on the night of the eighth, it's no longer a suffik nefil. And therefore it says in the Gemara, in Zvachim, Laila l'kedusha v'yom l'artza. And it would appear that le'inyan Israel hakdish mechusus man, Lohaya moyel klal, time of the Laila in Mechusuz Man. As far as the Isser of being Makdish in Mechusuz Man, that the linyan Isser lahakdish Mechusuz Man, it would not help at all Laila. That Laila is l'kedusha is because the paka minei shem achusuzman midin safik nefil. But there's no, as far as the din of achusuzman, Laila isn't considered Mechusuz Man. And Laila's Kedusha because it's no longer considered Mechusuz Man. It's no longer a Safik Nefil. It just has an additional din of Mechusuz Man La'akrava until Yom HaShmini. And it's a special din La'akrava. But there's no din of La'akdisha. So in other words, in general, you look at Mechusuz Man. It's Mechusur La'akdasha, Mechusur La'akrava. So now we see no. There's a difference. That 7 days, it's Mechusuz Man Lahakdasha and Lahakrava. And on the night of the eighth, it's Mechusuz Man Lahakrava, but it's not Mechusuz Man Lahakdasha. Because for the first 7 days, it's Pasul Begufo like a Balmum. And therefore, it's Pasul even for Hakdasha. And on the night of the eighth, like the Gemara says, that Lahakdasha, it's Beseder. It's not considered Mechusuz Man Lahakdasha. The Isser Lahakdish doesn't apply to the night of the eighth. Because it's no longer a Suffolk Nefil, Pakamine Suffolk Nefil. What's the only issue now? You can't be Makrivit, but you could still be Makdish. So it would appear like this, that by Torin, these doves, Shiloi Giyazmanam, even though they have a Din Mechusuzman, these Torin, they have a Din Mechusuzman, because they're not old enough yet to be brought, nevertheless, it's not kidin toich zayin, that it's mos la'akrava. Rather, it's a din shanim yuchad b'torim la'akrava. Torim have a special din of shanim, that they have to be old enough. Like the Gemara in Chulin says, that when their wings become zav, then they become kosher. So that's the din in Torah. And just like by Bnei Yonah, there's a din of Zman. And then afterwards, Kishiyatzivu, when they become too old, then they're puzzle. When it becomes yellow, like it says in the Gemara there, then they're puzzle. Lahakarava. So to Bnei Yonah, there's a din when they're too young, they're puzzle. But this was only said lahechsher hakravasan. But there's no iser hekdesh. Even though the Torah aren't big and old enough, there's no iser hekdesh. Like we said, the hekdesh is only mechusar zman toch zayin, because toch zayin it's kabal mum shemos mishum Torah sofik nefil shebehem. It's most because they have a Torah sofik nefil. So farent for the kash of the Mishnah LeMelech. What was the kash of the Mishnah LeMelech? The Mishnah LeMelech had asked that we have to be mechalik. Gemara asks, just like you said, that if you're mafish mozen and ziruso, lo nenem lo moalim, because you can use all this money for shlamim, so therefore it's not considered milan the money, because it's not milan shlamim until after the zrikas adam, and here it's still money. So why don't we, says the Gemara, why don't we all say, if you're mafish mozen lekinim, lo nenem lo moalim, because ruim lahavi torim, shlegi yizmanim, you could buy torim shlegi yizmanim, there's no mila yet. He says, no, there's an Isser lahakdish Torim shalegi yizmanim, mishim mechusar zman. So that was the Mishnah Melech's Kasha. Now we're saying, no. By Torim shalegi yizmanim, there's no Isser lahakdish. And so Taka writes the Chazon Ish in Para, that there's no Isser lahakdish Torim shalegi yizmanim. And for Divrei HaRambam, Bilchus Para, Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph, that we learn now that there's no iser to be makdish kol mechusar zman la'karava, just a mechusar zman shel toch zayin bilvad. And if so, gam bepara, eino shayach klal, din shanim shebala, din mechusar zman shel toch zayin. What's the din of you're not allowed to be that there's a din that you're makdish a para, not an egla. It's not an iser. It's not an iser of mechusar zman toch zayin. The only din iser is mechusar zman toch zayin. But if it's not a mechusar zman toch zayin, for example, the night of the eighth, or another example, Torim lifnei zmanim, or another example, Paro when it's still in Egla, this isn't considered Toch Zayin, this isn't considered Mos. And since it's not considered Mos, there's no Isser lahakdish. Ain't Isser lahakdisham. So therefore the Rambam says that the problem is buying it when it's in Egla. But the Isser isn't being makdish it when it's in Egla, there's no Isser. The Ravid said it's Alts Mechusar Zman. No, Mechusar Zman is only Toch Zayin, and this par is not an din of Mechusar Zman Toch Zayin. Still an Egla. It's not considered. It's an Egla. It's not considered Toch Zayin. It's a different din. It's not an Isser of Mechusar Zman. It's no Isser LaHakdish. So that explains the Rambam. And the truth is that this is the third shiur, and I wanted to learn this whole shtickle because it's Chodesh Adar, and we read Parashas Para, so we're Osek in Inyanei Para these days. So I wanted to get these two Mahalchim and the Rambam, and with this, Moreno HaRav Beryl Shlita is Metarets the Kashas we asked in the first shir, and maybe we will get to that in the next shir. But Tafasta Meruba Lo Tafasta, and we should be Zocha to continue and see more and more neflos mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom.